Hello, friends. Welcome to Story Behind Podcast. This is the show for people who love hearing a good story and who believe the world could use more positivity. We're the team behind God Updates and GodTube, and we hope these weekly short stories will brighten your day.
A different kind of Christmas wish. A dying boy hangs on just long enough to meet and name his baby sister. Written and read by Mel Johnson. Doctors said 9-year-old Bailey Cooper didn't have long left. Maybe only a few weeks or even days. But the dying boy with cancer lived longer than expected, hanging on against all odds, long enough to meet and name his baby sister. British boy Bailey Cooper may have only spent 9 years on this earth, but his huge grin and beautiful smile will surely be remembered for far longer. Bailey Cooper first became ill in 2016. What doctors first suspected might be a viral infection soon turned out to be something much worse. Non-Hodgkin lymphoma, a rare form of cancer which develops in the network of vessels and glands in the body. By the time doctors diagnosed Bailey, he was already in stage 3. Over 15 months, the boy and his family endured a roller coaster of ups and downs. For a time, Bailey's cancer went into remission. But while on a family vacation, doctors called with heartbreaking news. Bailey's cancer had returned. The doctors threw the book at it and told us even if he survived it, the long-term effects will last for the rest of his life, Bailey's dad, Lee, said. Bailey's family and doctors tried everything to save him, including a stem cell transplant. Amazingly, Bailey smiled through every round of treatment. Sadly, though, Bailey's cancer proved too much, and his doctor said the 9-year-old boy had only days or weeks left to live. But the doctors didn't take into account the sweet boy's determination to meet his newest sibling. Bailey's mom, Rachel, was pregnant, and Bailey made it clear he wasn't going anywhere until he got to meet his baby sister. Doctors didn't think Bailey would be able to fight his cancer long enough to see his sister's birth. But when Rachel delivered her baby girl in November, Bailey defied all odds to be there. This brave boy not only lived long enough to meet his little sister, but also got to name her, too. Doctors said he was going to go before Millie was born, said Bailey's dad, Lee. He didn't. He fought. And on the way to the hospital, he said, "We should call her Millie." We didn't think he would last that long, but he was determined to meet Millie. It got to the end of November, and Millie was born. He hugged her and did everything an older brother would do. Change her, wash her, sing to her. Meeting his baby sis was just what Bailey had been waiting for. He and his family knew Bailey wouldn't be able to make it to Christmas, but he did live long enough to get his Christmas wish. And after holding out that long, Bailey knew it was time to go to heaven. The moment after he met her, he began to taper off quickly. He was slipping away. Bailey knew his days were numbered.
Hey, listeners, I want to ask you a question. Do you feel like your prayer life is stagnant or stale? Do you desire to make prayer a part of your everyday life? If you answered yes to either of those questions, then we've got a podcast for you. It's called Teach Us to Pray. The Teach Us to Pray podcast, hosted by Christina Patterson, walks you through simple, effective steps to grow the spiritual discipline of prayer in your life. When we grow in prayer, we grow closer to God. You can find the Teach Us to Pray podcast at lifeaudio.com or in your favorite podcast app. And don't forget to subscribe so you never miss an episode.
But he didn't face his death with fear. Rather, Bailey displayed a brave thoughtfulness well beyond his 9 years. Bailey's concerns were for everyone but himself. When his grandmother said she wished she could take places with him, he told her, "That is really selfish, Nan. You have grandchildren to take care of." Bailey made plans for his funeral. saying he wanted guests to wear superhero costumes. And even though they knew their son probably wouldn't live to see Christmas, Bailey's parents, Rachel and Lee, asked him to make a list of the gifts he wanted. He knew he was not going to be here for Christmas, but we tried to get him to put together a Christmas list. He said he didn't want to, but we encouraged him to, Rachel said. All Bailey really wanted for Christmas was to meet his baby sister, Millie. But he obliged his parents and wrote out a list with some additional requests. But again, this revealed the generous spirit of this incredible little boy. When Bailey's parents reviewed their dying son's list of gifts, they couldn't help but notice something incredible. Nothing on it was actually for him. Most of the stuff he asked for were things he never played with, Lee explained. They were more suited for his little brother. He had picked everything for Riley because he knew he was not going to play with them. Bailey had already received his Christmas gift, living long enough to meet Millie. The day before he died, Bailey held Millie in his arms with the biggest smile, that same grin he wore even during the rough cancer treatments. Bailey smiled through it all, Lee recalled. He pulled funny faces and made people laugh, even though he was in so much pain. On Christmas Eve, surrounded by his family, Bailey finally found his healing. He went home to be with the Lord. By 11:45 a.m. on Christmas Eve, we were by his bedside. We knew it was not going to be long. We told him, "It's time to go, Bailey. Stop," Rachel explained. The moment we said stop, he took his last breath and had just the one tear come out of his eye. It was peaceful. Even in his final moments, this sweet boy's thoughts were for others. Bailey had strict instructions for his heartbroken parents. "You're only allowed to cry for 20 minutes. You have to take care of Riley and Millie." And the sweet boy was already planning to watch over his baby sister when he got to heaven. "I want to stay, but it's my time to go, to become her guardian angel," Bailey explained with a wisdom far beyond his 9 years. Hundreds turned up at his service in superhero costumes to honor Bailey Cooper. He only spent 9 years on Earth, but this incredible boy lived long enough to have a huge impact on the world around him. "We are numb," grieving dad, Lee said, "but in a way also happy he is no longer in pain." Rachel added, "The hardest thing is living without him." Our hearts and prayers go out to this grieving family. May they find comfort in knowing their sweet boy is now perfectly healed and waiting for them in heaven. And may they find joy in the lasting impact their son had in his short time here.
Thank you so much for listening to Story Behind Podcast. We're really glad you joined us for this week's story. To see photos and videos that may have been referenced in this episode, check out the links in the show notes. And if you enjoyed what you heard today, subscribe to our podcast and please tell a friend about us. We'd also love it if you'd rate us and leave us a review. It really does help more people find us. This episode was produced and edited by Stacy Marshall. Story Behind is a Salem Web Network production.
I'm Dr. Lauren DeVille, a practicing naturopathic physician in Tucson, Arizona. In my podcast, Christian Natural Health, my guests and I discuss topics ranging from nutrition, sleep, hormone balancing, and exercise to specific health concerns like hair loss, anxiety, and hypothyroidism. I'll also interweave biblical principles as they apply throughout the podcast because true health is body, mind, and spirit. Listen to Christian Natural Health for free at lifeaudio.com or on your favorite podcast platform.